Welcome to the Adventures in Podcasting.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
I'm going to go to school tomorrow.
Where are you going to be?
Kindergarten.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of this podcast, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive, and my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. It is August 10th, 2008, about 6:30 p.m. The sun's still shining. It's still hot out here in the Valley of the Sun. This is podcast number 117, and it is the night before school starts. If you didn't notice there, Frederica introducing us as always, and she is fixing to start kindergarten tomorrow. Wow, that is a big deal. Well, it's a big deal around here anyways. That is my littlest of my little girls. I have two of them, as you may know. And she's starting kindergarten. So that's very, very exciting for us. That's going to be a big day in the Wheeler household tomorrow. So I'm sure she'll be dressed up in a pretty dress with her curly red hair and all that good stuff, too. So at any rate, hey, maybe next podcast I'll put a picture of her on her first day of school in there. Yeah, that'd be fun. Alrighty, in the show today, as always, we got PSD podcasting updates. Just a couple things going on in Peoria. School starting tomorrow. Obviously, we've been a little busy doing stuff, and then we'll have PSD RSS updates, RSS and podcasting tools. The research department, aka Peggy George, has been way busy, and then we'll end the show out as always with some other items worth mentioning. So, on that note, I'm going to find some notes to play here, and I'll be back in just a moment. Alrighty, as we touch on this POST and podcasting updates, I got some bummer news. I don't remember if I said this before or not. Maybe I could bother to actually look back and see. But nonetheless, we lost two people in Peoria this year, not to death, so don't think anything like that. But they did go on to other locations. And one of those was my good friend Jim Cummings in the Public Relations Department, who's cruised over to Glendale Elementary. And the reason, well, obviously I like working with Jim, but one of the reasons I'm bummed out to see my buddy go is the fact that Jim is the person I did What's Hot in PUSD with. So as school starts, I'm struggling here as I look at this website, thinking to myself, I probably really need to take that section offline where I talk about what's hot in PUSD, or at least the link there, because quite frankly, I don't know when we're going to start this back up or if we're going to start this back up. We don't have a public relations director at the moment, and I don't know when they're going to hire one. I suppose I could ask, but nonetheless, even once we get one in, it maybe several weeks. So looking at this, knowing that the last thing we did was in May, that's kind of bad PR there, at least in my point of view. So what do we do there? And so who's going to fill his shoes? And then the other person that is moving on to another district would be Dr. Keith Preston, who works over in the arts department. And Keith and I have shared many stories the last couple of years. And obviously, I'm very disappointed to see Keith go as well, because Keith was another big fan of podcasting. In fact, Keith was an avid podcaster as a training tool. He was a staff developer in the arts department, and he would send out monthly voice newsletters, and he would back them up with text, as I do with my show here. But he'd send these out to the arts teachers. In fact, he would also do training this way. He would give them step-by-step instructions on how to do things, and I'd get a listen to him as he'd send them out, because he'd always share them with me. And needless to say, Keith did great things. Of course, it was also really cool to listen to him, because Keith's a musician. And he's an avid Apple person, so he had not only an Apple with GarageBand, but he also had some skills to boot. So Keith's presentations were always really cool to listen to and loaded up with some music and tunes and that sort of thing. So obviously one of those places where a little bit of skill went a long way, and obviously in a case where the gentleman is a musician, there's a lot more than a little bit of skill there. But nonetheless, you know, I'm sitting here kind of saddened on this night before school starts because two people who were very firm believers in podcasting in the district have now gone on to other districts. Now, obviously, my hope is they'll get over there and they'll continue on with this. I'm most certain that they will. But nonetheless, they're no longer with Peoria, and that's a bummer for us. But, you know, I guess we'll just have to see how things continue on. So I put on the show notes who's going to fill their shoes, and if you are a country fan, a country music fan, and certainly an older country music fan. I don't mean older than you being old, but if you like older country music, there's a link to one of my favorite George Jones songs, and obviously it's on Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes. So, yeah, click the link, hit YouTube, enjoy that too if you want to. So, and what else has gone on in the past couple weeks since I last spoke to you outside of being unbelievably busy at work? Just been unbelievably busy at work. It's that time of year. And this is also the time of year when I send out a very, 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 very lengthy email. In fact, the document starts out in Word, and it's pretty much the same document as I put out the last year. In fact, maybe the last 2 years, with some obvious changes for the times. But the document's actually 10 pages long. It does have some pictures in there, so it's not quite that bad. But nonetheless, it's 10 pages long. And it's one of those things that I know people just go, oh, gee, Sean, you don't really want me to read all that. And I can understand it. I don't like reading it either, and I wrote the thing. And even going through editing it multiple times, like, oh, jeez, I got to do this again. So, you know, what do you do when people whine at you about having to read all that stuff? You sit in front of your computer and you read it yourself into the microphone, as I've done here. And I did that again. I did that yesterday. In fact, I got up early and I sat in here and I talked to myself and I got my DJ voice on and I had fun with it. And in fact, I stuck the music that I actually opened this show with in the reading of that email, and it loops through, and it's long. It's like 20 minutes long by the time I get done reading and ad-libbing and being a goofball like I am. But nonetheless, it's one of those things where you just, if you're listening to it, your foot's going to tap, and you know, all the way through that. And it's not at a level where it'll overwhelm you, but it's certainly in the background to kind of keep you motivated. Because my God, can you imagine having to listen to me just talk like, well, in fact, you can't imagine it. I'm doing it right now. But I'd like to think this is slightly more entertaining than, maybe not. More entertaining than the basic letter. Nonetheless, that's pretty much what's going on. So we'll see what happens there. And I'm going to note this. I'm not going to go into transition stuff at the moment. We're about 8 minutes. And I'm going to just kind of talk right on through the PSD and RSS updates because one of the things we've been busy with is we've actually got several schools wanting to get together and either do retraining on their portal site, which is great, and I've got several that actually want to finally get on board. I think I was down to 8 of them that needed to come on board, and as we got them in there, actually we got 2 of them in there, 2 for retraining and 1 for new. It gave us another opportunity to talk to him a little bit about RSS. And so that's why I have it in there right now, as we've brought another, actually we've got 2 more schools coming online and 1 more, of course, with SharePoint. So reiterate the RSS, what it can do for them. And hopefully they will start to kind of extend this information out to mom and dad and kind of help them understand how it will help them communicate. So, yeah, kind of cool, kind of not cool. I suppose it's still going to be one of those things that's going to take some time to catch on. So, at any rate, that kind of takes care of where we are. You know, hopefully we'll get a little bit busier here as school picks up. Now, next week I should be back on Sunday, although I don't know everything I'm going to have to say since I'm planning to be out of town several days this week. So we'll see what I've got to say next week. It might just be, hi, I was busy and sorry, I don't have anything to add. But we'll see what comes out of that. So on that, I'm going to put that transition song in here, take a swig of Soda Pop. That is Diet Soda Pop. For those of you who are wondering, and no, I have not lost any weight. I'm still a big old boy down here. So I will be right back. Stick with me. Okay, as I said, the research department, a.k.a. Peggy George, has been very, very busy. I believe it was last Sunday night, she sent me a healthy email. And you never know, the lady's on vacation. She's on vacation last week, and she sends me a big old email. I didn't put the whole thing in there. I just pulled out the high points that she sent to me. But nonetheless, I love the fact that Peggy just is all over technology and all over Web 2.0. Which brings me to the first thing that she shared with me. Peggy finally started a blog, and she's got this on Blogspot, and you can find it at Did You See This? And I just love it. Got a great picture of the Arizona Desert. I'm assuming it's Arizona Desert. Looks like the Botanical Garden, but she can let me know if I'm wrong there. But what's real cool about this is Peggy is notorious for finding cool stuff, and I love that because she keeps me in business with cool stuff to share with you as well. But I like the fact that she's actually got a blog going right now, and she's basically posting some of the cool stuff she's finding here. So after last week and my whole discussion with Mixcraft and so forth, she went in and created a playlist of her own. And so you can check out some of her favorite golden oldies, as she puts it, on her Blogspot page. And then she's also got a scrapbooking thing that she's used on something called Scrapblock. Now, I personally, this is not something I'd ever use, but hey, cool. She's got another link in here for daily educational quotes. And then there's something here called Wrapper.com. And I'm going to leave all this stuff up, you know, just basically cruise through it and check it out and take an idea what you like of it. But basically what she's doing is she's sharing things that she comes across in the Web 2.0 world on her blog. So hence the term, Did You See This? So I like it. It's really cool, Peggy, and very cool stuff. So appreciate you sharing that with me. And I've got a link to this in my delicious bookmarks. And it's if you're ever looking for it, it's under AIP. You can look under tags for obviously Adventures in Podcasting, and it's also tagged at this one, which would be AIP 117. And moving right along there, the other thing that she has created in here, that's just I like it because she's got a Google site. And this looks a little bit like a wiki. I don't know how the editing process goes on, but nonetheless, it's a web page hosted under Google Sites, and she's titled it My Web 2.0 Adventure. And pardon me on the microphone here. She's titled this Web 2.0, or My Adventure, or My 2.0 Adventure, My Web 2.0. Try to speak here today, Sean. And under this, she's got obviously her homepage in here. She's got her Dingo social bookmarking page. Let's see where this goes to. Actually, it talks about Dingo. Boy, it'd be nice if I could speak today. The Dingo. Dingo. I don't know where I'm going with that one. Dingo social bookmarking, and talks about what it is. Got a video in here as well. And cruises through several different things under social bookmarking. She's got a page listed under video podcasting or podcasting and video casting. And I gotta tell you, folks, you need to look at this. This thing, you want to talk about just flat loaded with good stuff on there. And of course, I was happy to see she's got a link to me in there too. But she's got a lot of dynamite information in there. So this thing almost, you know, it's almost a sister site or site that needs to go with the Did You See This? Because, you know, I'm sure if she finds something cool to put on Did You See This, she's going to put it over here because it's Web 2.0 as well. And then she's got some information here on Web 2.0 and YouTube, VoiceThread, social networking, sitemap, favorite education quotes, more classroom quotes, and websites with searchable quotations. And I'm certain, knowing Peggy, this will grow and grow and grow and grow. So great stuff there, Peggy. Just, man, is that cool. And I love it. Keep up the solid good work you're doing there. Can you just imagine if Peg wasn't retired, what she'd be doing? Can you imagine what she'd be doing in the classroom with kids with all this stuff? Ooh, I'd like that. What a cool thought. Alrighty, I'm going to take a brief pause here, like you'll ever know that, but I will be right back. My apologies there. I had some people wander into my studio here, so I had to stop there for a second. And, you know, can't have everybody talking in there, especially Victoria. She gets mad at me if I put her on mic. And so that's a longer story. Hey, the next site in here is a really cool one called Cool Tool for School. You like that? Cool. I like that. Cool Tool for School. And this is Web 2.0 Cool Tools for School. And this one is under a wiki space, and let's see, I can't remember who actually runs this, but that's okay, we'll figure that out later. But there's a page under here for audio tools, and some neat stuff on here I have not seen. Veru is a simple audio recorder, no uploading required, can embed into any web page. Now that sounds kind of fun, I might have to try that out. Draft Doggy, simple audio recorder, no uploading required, can embed into any web page as well. Boom MP3, audio hosting and creation for embedded code for a player. Ooh, I needed one of those a couple times. Podomatic, one of my favorites. How about Voki? Use a speaking avatar to speak your text. Oh, I'm afraid not. I can't do that one. How about a text-to-speech translator? Convert text into life-spoken audio in a variety of languages. English, Spanish, French, German, Brazilian, Portuguese, Korean, Chinese, Russian, etc. And it even has an example link here. So would that be like Zarvat speaking to you? I don't know. We'll have to try it out. How about read the words? Upload word processing files, web pages, PDF, or almost anything. Choose the reader. We'll choose the reader to suit. We'll also read in English, Spanish, or French. Nifty. And another one here is called spoken text. Again, upload word, PDF, PowerPoints, and so forth. And then there's some stuff that most of us are looking for quite often. And SoundSnaps, SoundGull, if I said that right, and Freesound. And these are places that you can find sound effects for uploading into your podcast. And I pulled one off here right before I started just to throw in here. So I'm going to be quiet just for a minute, and I'm going to throw that in. So hang tight. I'll be right back. Okay, if you're from some part of the country or the world where it actually rains, that's probably a fairly common sound to you. Out here in Arizona, we get rain like 2 months a year for 4 days, and since it's rained 3 times this last week, then I think I'm pretty well done for rain for a while. But nonetheless, that was a sound effect on a rain-soaked road, and I thought that's kind of cool. There are a lot of other ones. I had one in there that was said it's actually a street sounds from Beijing, and I thought, well, that'd be kind of appropriate given it is the Olympics, but then again, I had no idea what they were saying, so they could have been saying naughty things, and I don't want to be posting naughty things even if it is in Chinese. So, I thought I'd stick with the road. But nonetheless, those are cool sites, and I like the fact that you can find those samples in there. Now, I've been a big fan of WAV files on the internet for years, and you know, it's kind of like getting on YouTube. You can start listening to WAV files and find yourself 2 hours later just giggling at things you come across. And, you know, there's always danger to doing that as well. But nonetheless, I thought this is kind of cool. And certainly if you're looking for background sounds and things like that in your podcast, cool, cool stuff. There's a great page, though. Just, that's definitely one that's been bookmarked for me. And obviously there's some things in there I need to go back and check out. I'm really digging this idea of an MP3 player built in, because I've found several occasions where I need to do that and the code that I put in doesn't always transfer through. So, yeah, maybe this will work out for me. Okay, next three things in here are three articles that Peg shared with me. And she's got in here, here's a great post from a new blogger on podcasting. And I'm going to just rattle them off here, and then I'll kind of, I'm not even going to paraphrase them, let's talk a little bit about them. So that's the first one. The second one is Why Every School Should Be Podcasting. This is from The Guardian out of the UK. And I got to say, I love journalism in the UK because they're a little bit more straight away, at least that's my opinion, on things than they kind of jade things once in a while here in the U.S. But, you know, that's my opinion. And then under podcasting, a tool to motivate teachers. So let me cruise through these. This first one, and Mrs. Gray here, she seems to be a fairly new blogger, but this is a very fresh post. It's only 8 days old, so for a new blogger to be posting this quick, I love it. And this is a lady talking about podcasting as being used in the tools, and she's actually comparing this a little bit to United Streaming. and talking about how the iPods are fairly ubiquitous with their kids these days. And she's actually even put in here some research in here. I've seen about four or five different places where she cited her source. So interesting. I'd be curious to know if she's actually working on a research paper or a master's degree or doctorate or so forth. But nonetheless, it's worth reading, certainly if you're in that mode where you're still trying to get other people into podcasting because they're still not sure what's going on there and so forth. And the next one would be out of The Guardian. This is on why every school should be podcasting, and this was actually from September 07. This is a little bit older, obviously a little bit older, but it does talk about how you have the ability to extend to a much larger audience, and talks about some tools in here. In fact, there's a couple tools that they talk about in here that I'm not even familiar with, but there again, it's one worth reading. And then finally, the other one here, podcasting as a tool to motivate teachers. Now, this is kind of cool because the lady, the teacher anyways, I'm going, you know, her name's Kimberly, so the lady in this this particular article talks about her kids being so excited that they were beating on her door every morning to get into the classroom and begin working on their project, and they were actually coming in early to research. They put together a storyboard, and the idea is they wanted to do a podcast on this, and the bummer for her was spring break got in the way. Now, I haven't looked to find on the follow-on to this particular article, but it was fascinating to read it because she's talking about the fact that these kids were really, really pumped up to come in. They're trying to get in before school to work on this, spend a lot of extra time working on their assignments. So from that vantage point, that is just super, super cool. And you know, I love to read stuff like this, and if you're on the fence, you're trying to get other people motivated to do it, or if you're just every once in a while you need to get remotivated yourself, you know, these are three good articles to read. Check them out. Obviously, I'm not a good paraphraser, so you really need to spend the time and take that 5 minutes, click the links, and check them out. Alrighty, moving right along. You know, you talk about hitting the mother load and mining. Well, Peggy hit the mother load of bookmarks on Delicious this time. This is from Joe Dale, and this is under his podcasting tag, under his Delicious accounts. And this thing is loaded up with some dynamite stuff as well. So, in fact, there's 10 pages worth of them. So, there's no even reason for me to go through and start reading them to you. You can certainly click the link in here. But if you're looking for additional sites on podcasting, most definitely this is a good place to be, again, because this thing is loaded up with some great links for podcasting. So if you're looking for some cool tools or just additional information, here you go. And the next one in there I've got on this list is called mypodcast.com, and this is a yet another podcasting site that you can upload your podcast to. And I did not create an account in here. Quite frankly, I don't need another one. I have Podomatic, I have Gcast, and I probably have a couple others I don't recall anymore. But nonetheless, I would encourage you to take a look at it. Looking through the FAQs, there is one thing that caught my attention that I don't particularly like, but then again, that's just me. And this is under the general question is, how long are the commercials you insert into my podcast? And I'm sorry, that one caught my attention. I reckon if someone's going to be advertising on my show, I wouldn't mind getting a couple bucks back for that. But, that's just the price you pay for having a free service. So there's always something you're going to have to deal with. And the answer to that question, by the way, is we have a limit of 60 seconds per advertisement, one advertisement. Can advertise only one advertisement, can advertise only one product. Our staff reviews all advertisements before they appear in the podcast to ensure basic consistency. Usually they will be less than 15 seconds long, so that's up to you. Personally, I wouldn't want to deal with that, but, you know, hey, what are we going to do? Free services are never free. There's always a cost somehow in there. So, nonetheless, if you are looking for something, take a peek at that. So, on that note, it's time to take yet another pause. And, oh, Lordy, I'm getting long-winded today. So, I'll be right back to finish out the last segment and finish up the show. Alrighty, end of the last segment of the show under the heading item of Other Items Worth Mentioning. This is the other link there, the final link Peggy shared with me in that last email. And this one is actually where I found the mypodcast.com site. This is a Phoenix teacher, a second grade Phoenix teacher using podcasting. And looking at the site, there are four episodes currently online. It looks like this teacher began episode one back in July. And what's cool about this is I look through this. There's actually a survey, vote, quiz, whatever you want to call it here on there. And as we go through and look at it, we got a profile for the teacher. So it's got a very good, very nice blog feel. So, hey, I didn't need to sign up. I can just look at this thing. And we also, you know, it does have a huge look of a blog here. So we got my links, we got archives in here, and then we've got some other things there. She's got a cluster map, and obviously this thing's been getting some pretty good hits looking at the cluster map. She is a member of the Classroom 2.0 project. And she's got some additional links in here to other items as well. So, and what looks cool in here is I'm assuming this is the site. Subscribe with iTunes, subscribe with Google, my Yahoo podcast, and advertise on this podcast. Links are all built in. Right up to you got the advertise, you had my attention. But nonetheless, what is cool in here is you can actually play the podcast in the web browser. Or you can actually subscribe to it, as I said. But what's nice about it is it tells you how many times this thing's been downloaded. So episode 4 at the time that I'm speaking has been downloaded 27 times. 3 was 25. 34 for episode 3. I'm sorry, did I say it wrong? No, there was a special update. My apology. Episode 2 is 59 and 62 for the first one. And you can actually comment on this and so forth. So, you know, maybe it's worth dealing with the advertising. I don't know. You let me know. And but nonetheless, it's cool stuff here. So this is a second grade teacher doing podcasting in the classroom. So cool stuff there. Cool stuff. And let's see, what else do I have to say? Oh, this is kind of nifty. Got an email this week from a gentleman from Chandler School District, which would be opposite side of the Valley of the Sun here. If you're familiar with Arizona, do you understand how far that is? If you're not, it's about 40 miles from where I work. So it's a pretty good hike over there. But nonetheless, apparently this gentleman was in a presentation I have done at one time in the last year. And Chandler is now interested in getting started with podcasting. So that's kind of cool. I thought that was exciting. So we are now trading emails, trying to figure out when a good time to hook up and talk about all this cool stuff really is. So we'll let you know how that works out. And hopefully Chandler will take off and start doing some podcasting as well. So other items under here worth mentioning. My Web 2.0 class is pretty well done. It's in holding pattern right now because it's with my editor, also known as Kelly, who works in my office. And she's the one that dots my T's and crosses my I's and makes sure that I'm as grammatically correct as I can be. And she looked at that healthy stack as I printed it up for her. Couldn't talk her into actually editing it online, darn it. But nonetheless, she looked at that big stack Friday and said, it's going to be a while, Sean. And I smiled at her and I said, please, 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 pretty please. And obviously, I don't need it all at once. So as she gets the editing back to me, I'll sit down behind the mic and read it into the microphone and hopefully get that thing done as fast as I can. And, you know, hey, get that bad boy done one of these days. It would be nice. So that is pretty much everything I have to share with you today. And, wow, we're going to be almost 30 minutes long with this. Man, see, I didn't say it was going to be a short show, did I? And we have the research department, Peggy, to thank for all the cool information. And I did look at my delicious bookmarks this morning. And John Evans has shared some other stuff with me. But looking at the show, I decided those are going to have to hold off for another week. So cool stuff in there. And great stuff, as always, from Peggy George. And check out her blog and check out her her adventure in Web 2.0. So that's going to be just grow and grow and grow knowing Peggy. Folks, I appreciate you spending 30 minutes of your life with me tonight. And smile tomorrow morning about 8 o'clock because my little girl will be going to her first day of kindergarten. Alrighty, as always, it's time for me to say my name is Sean Wheeler, and I welcome your comments and feedback. Drop me a note. My email address is swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.